Welcome back to Relevant, the podcast that aims to make Jesus Christ a more real and relevant part of your everyday. Today, I'm really excited because we are talking about Christ as the Anointed One.
So excited. Gonna be a good one. And I'm gonna start this off with a little bit of a story. So a couple weeks ago, I went to go see the movie Dune. And okay. Don't even worry if you're listening, you're a little nervous that like I'm gonna spoil something for you because you haven't seen it. Don't even worry. I hate spoilers too. I would never do that to you, so we're not even gonna get into that. Don't even worry. But for whatever reason, the way that things played out with like friend plans and family plans and like different friend groups, like I ended up seeing this movie 3 times in like the course of a week in theaters. Like in theaters, seeing this movie 3 times, just like it wasn't in my game plan. Wasn't like I like woke up and was like, this movie, let's see it as many times as possible. But it's just the way that things worked out. So I thought about this movie a lot is what I'm trying to say with this. I thought about this movie a lot, spent many an hour in the theater for it. And I remember have you seen it? Have we talked about this?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I'm actually going to go see it on Tuesday. By the time this comes out, I will have seen it.
Okay, great. The timing of this is so perfect. You should text me on Tuesday after you see it, by the way. Okay. I want to hear all your thoughts. But, so basically, this isn't ruining anything, but the whole premise is that there's basically this chosen one, kind of, who's going to save that this population is, like, they're really putting a lot of hope in Timothée Chalamet. You know what I mean? Everyone wants Timmy to pull his way in, save their race, you know? So, but anyway, there's like a ton, you'll notice this, there's just like a ton of like allusion to like a chosen one and like prophecy and how it's like been foretold. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about this and how there's this one that they're waiting for. They're waiting for the one, you know? And it just made me think again about like Harry Potter and Frodo and Lord of the Rings and just all these.
Yeah.
Or even like in The Lightning Thief, you know, how he's like a demigod, you know, who's. Anyway, and just about, I just was thinking about how interesting it is that maybe the farthest away that you can get from, I don't know, like Christianity and religious living, like if God is Christianity, then the world is popularity. You know what I mean? If we go into that realm, like even in Hollywood, we are obsessed with this idea of someone coming who is a savior. You know what I mean? Who's been prophesied about. Like, we literally cannot get away with it. We're like making billion-dollar movies about it. Like, we just can't stop talking about it. We can't stop writing about it. Like, no matter who you are, like, this is a theme, you know? And I just think that it's so, I don't know, part of me just believes that it's evidence of how like humans deep down, we are looking for this anointed one. You know what I mean? Our hearts are drawn out. And I just think that it is, I mean, if you're listening to this podcast, you either A, believe in God, or B, are starting to. And I think, oh my gosh, how cool is it that like you found the OG anointed one that all of these knockoffs are based on? You know what I mean?
Like,
this is it. We are talking about the anointed one. You don't even have to like worry about Timothée Chalamet anymore. You know what I mean? Like, this is the one. And I'm sure his hair is even better than Timothée Chalamet's. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, Timothée Chalamet is literally worshipped, you know? And to think that we have someone who is a bazillion times better in every way and knows you personally, I just like, just wanted to put this into context, how crazy it is that you have found, if you're listening, you have found the anointed one, capital T, capital A, you know what I mean? And I just love that thought. I think it's so cool.
Yeah. Oh, I love that too. I've always thought that was interesting. Like, about, well, like with these movies that have those sort of themes.
Right.
Because it's our story. Deep down, it's all of our story.
Yeah.
Is we're all here waiting for the Anointed One. Or I guess for us, he's already come. But
totally.
So let's see. I found a lot of really good scriptures about this idea. First, I guess we can just talk about what it even means to be anointed. Like, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
And anointing is to apply oil or ointment to the head of a person. And it happened in two different settings that I could really find. Is the first is kings were anointed to their office by prophets. So when someone back in the olden days in Jerusalem, when there was a new king appointed, the prophets would anoint that person with holy oil on their heads. And then the other purpose of anointing was the sick were anointed before they were healed.
Ooh.
And so I just think it's cool that Christ is the one anointed by Heavenly Father to be his personal representative in everything that is important to God. Right? Like, he anointed Christ to come here to be a king and to heal his people. And, I just think that's, like, so, the imagery is so cool.
Yeah.
It's also cool that I know that there's certain meanings with, like, different parts of your body in scriptures. And so I searched up the head because holy anointed oil is always placed on your head. And it says the head is the topmost part of your body where symbols of power, authority, and honor were displayed. Which is just cool because Christ is like the head of our church, you know? And so he has that power and authority. And the other day, I went to the temple and I was sitting there in the celestial room. And right now it's finals for both Millie and I, and so, like, I've been really stressed, and I've been like, oh my gosh, why did I procrastinate all these things until the very end, and, like, but I was sitting there in the temple, and I was kind of thinking about it, and I just kind of got this thought, like, don't procrastinate your holiness. You, like, right now, you're really feeling the negative effects of pushing off all these things until the end of the semester, and, like, think about that doesn't even really matter that much. Think about this. This matters so much because one day you're going to come back to me. And if you haven't, like, become holy, then you're going to regret it so bad. And I just think it's beautiful that, like, when we're anointed, we're made holy. Mm, and we have the opportunity to experience that while we're in the temple. And, yeah, I just think it's cool that, like, Christ can help us with that, you know?
No, I love that. When you were talking about, I mean, oil, obviously, and procrastination, I totally thought you were going to go with the 10 virgins.
Oh. But,
just kind of tying a little bit. No, that's so also sick. That. Yeah. I how you mentioned about how, like, Christ is God's anointed, I loved in just this quote that says, Christ is the one anointed of the Father to be the Father's personal representative in all things pertaining to the salvation of mankind. I just thought that was just a good foundation. You know what I mean? Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Why does it mean that he is the anointed one? I just thought it's just a good quote. But then right after that, it has a whole bunch of scriptures that talk about anointing. And there's one in Isaiah where Isaiah says, the Lord has anointed me. And I just think it's so sweet that, like, God, Jesus Christ gives us the opportunity to, like, be anointed like he was, you know? I just think that it's so sweet, like where he could totally be like, I am the anointed one. No one else can ever be anointed. You know what I mean? Like, don't even dare to be like I am. But just the fact that Christ says, be like me. You know what I mean? I just think it's so cool. So sweet. Yeah.
Yes, I love that. And also that reminds me, there's a scripture in Acts 10, verse 38, and it says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed, for God was with him. And I just think that's cool. Like, anointing means that God is with you. And when God is with you, you can do good. And so just like Jesus was anointed, we can also be anointed, which means that he will be with us.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to do all the good things that he asks of us.
No, totally. I like that a lot. I ran across this. Okay, this is kind of unrelated, but I just thought it was interesting. I was just like looking up more quotes about like anointment, and I ran across this random TikTok reel, and it said, or Instagram reel, so I guess maybe it originally came from TikTok, because I feel like Instagram gets all like the the delayed TikTok stuff. But it was just this girl, and I don't know, she was like cooking or whatever, and then the text that overlaid the little video was, gossip dies when it lands on anointed ears. Sounds interesting. Gossip dies when it lands on anointed ears. And just like made me think a little bit more about like, ooh, what does it mean for like me to be anointed, and like what does it mean for Christ to be anointed? And I just, maybe we can do like an episode on gossip, because I feel like I haven't really like deep dived into it for a second, or I think it'd be a cool episode. But I also was just thinking about how if Christ's ears are anointed, obviously his are anointed. Like,
yeah.
I just love the idea that if gossip does die when it lands on anointed ears, you know, if someone holy hears it and then they decide not to let that move forward. Like, I'm just so grateful for a God who's all powerful and all knowing and could be going around all the time and being like whispering to Ella, so let me tell you Amelia today. You know, let me tell you all the things that bug me about her. You know, I just think it's so sweet that we have a God who like hears everything that we tell him, that we pray to him, and he just keeps it. You know what I mean? He doesn't pass on all of our darkness to other people. Like, he just holds on to it. And I just kind of wanted to like extend the invitation to anyone listening to like, when you hear hard and dark things about other people, like replicate Christ's actions, you know, and be that anointed disciple, you know, who will be like, I will hold this. Like, you can trust me. I'm not gonna go around and I don't know,
spread it.
Yeah.
I feel like someone who's anointed is someone who is holy and someone who is full of the Spirit.
I
think that's a good like kind of real life description of what anointed can look like
for us,
you know?
That's true. I was like, man, this is like so random, but it is true. I feel like sometimes it's easy to get like kind of theoretical and hypothetical, but like, I feel like that's like a real world way to act. Yeah.
And you can think about that in other ways. Like, what would an anointed mouth say? Maybe not this mean thing that I'm about to say, you know, like.
Right. Yeah.
One last scripture that I really loved was in Isaiah. And Isaiah talks about how Christ was anointed to do specific things. And I just love the list that he gives. So he says he was anointed to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, open prison, to give beauty for ashes, to give the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the garment of heaviness. And I just, like, all of those things are so beautiful, and, like, I want all of those.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I think that's also what anointed saints do, is they do those good things, you know?
Yeah. I'm so glad you picked this topic, because I was scared of it because I didn't know really what it meant for a second. So now it's got me to study about it.
It just seemed like, it seemed very sacred.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like a very sacred topic.
Totally.
Title for him.
Yeah.
I'm glad we did it.
Me too. Well, we love you all. We hope you learned a little something about what it means to be anointed, or more importantly, were inspired to, inspired with some ideas for how to act and how your Savior feels about you. So we love you all so much, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye. Bye. Someone's honking the horn. Can you hear that?
I can't.
There's a car horn that's just like, bah, 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 bah.